a bit of a shock for you over the weekend. You got an unexpected call. You were at the Atlantic Nationals.
It's our first year participating together, and pretty excited to show off our little toys. And around, we were walking around, and I think it's 1:20, 1:30 in the afternoon. I got a phone call from a family relative that was kind of nerve-wracking. They're like saying that my house was on fire, and at first I was like, are you joking me? And he's like, no, the source I got it from wouldn't be joking about this stuff. So I was like, okay, we'll have to exit the site there and get going, I guess. So,
Everyone got out okay, though, from what I understand.
well, luckily for us, at in our bad luck, I was at the car show, and my wife and the kids were at the pool near the Centennial Park on St. George Street.
Okay.
So they were there. So nobody was at the house except the animals. Emma, our little dog, was in the entranceway where the fire was. So my wife has her own business, Memorial Dog Grooming, and luckily her door for her salon was open, so the dog Emma was able to run away from the fire and hide in the in that little area while the firefighter came in. So
What about the other animals?
Mayo and Carmel, they were both in the basement of the house, hiding in their usual spot. So they're good. Yeah.
They're okay. So, how much damage was done to the house, Pascal?
Right now, the exterior of the house, the entranceway area is fully burnt down, which is the wall of the kitchen inside. There was damage in the kitchen as well, mainly by the firefighter that they had to do their job. But yeah, the entrance way is completely destroyed. It's gonna have to be completely redone, which is kind of a bummer because that's the entrance way for the business right now that my wife runs. So
Right.
it's gonna be a challenge to get that open up again.
So is there anything that the family needs right now, or is there anything that anyone can help out with, or?
So I mean, for now, right now, we don't need anything. We got lucky in our bad luck. The clothes and everything got spared, so we were able to retrieve some stuff for a couple of weeks to be able to live and until the insurance do their work.
Just a shocking call overall, though. It's certainly not something that anybody wants to receive, I would imagine.
No, it's not something I wish for anybody, not even my worst enemy. Like it's when I first got it, I was like, I was like, are you, it's kind of like denial. And then he confirmed, and he offered, because we were going to be, it took us like a good 25 minutes to get out of the parking area of the Atlantic National there, because, there was a lot of people looking at vehicles. We had to go very slow. So in the meantime, he offered to go and take a drive, and because he lives about 10 minutes from our home, so he went, and then he called me back the second time, and he confirmed, like, yeah, the house is on fire right now. The entrance way is definitely going down. So like, okay, well, nothing we can do right now, so we're just gonna try to make it home and figure it out from now.
Do they know what caused it yet, or?
It's still under investigation at this point. The firefighter had an idea what was happening, but they weren't 100% sure. We had, little rural kind of town like Memramcook, a lot of neighbors, our friends, and everybody kind of in the town. My wife's a groomer there, so she knows pretty much everybody in town. So we had neighbors that tried to put down the fire while the firefighter would respond to the call. So they were really quick to get on scene and get everything knocked down and did what they had to do. We've been very lucky that we've been very lucky in the last 2 days that help is pouring from all sides, and then we were overwhelmed with all the support that we have. So yeah, I mean, I don't know, like we're We're going to be figuring things out as we go, but I mean, at this point, like, there's only thank you that can be said.